And the mission of the Christ is to accomplish these six things that are prophesied here. To finish the transgression. To make an end of sins. To make reconciliation for iniquity. To bring in everlasting righteousness. To seal up the vision of the prophecy. To anoint the Most Holy. And all this is going to happen. And it's going to happen in the last week of the prophecy. The last week of the prophecy is not prolonged to the end time. It's not in our future. The last week of the prophecy is the week that Jesus died on the cross in the midst of that week. Because He appeared in ministry. He was baptized by John. And the Holy Ghost came upon Him at the end of the first 483 years of the prophecy. And Jesus shows up at John's baptism. He's baptized with water. The Holy Ghost comes upon Him. And the last of the six things is fulfilled because the Most Holy is anointed by God, not by John, but by God. And the voice from heaven speaks that this is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Even that wording takes that Jews' understanding that back to the promise of the seed of the woman that was given 4,000 years before. This is the one that's going to bruise the head of the serpent. This is the one that's going to destroy the works of the devil. This is the one that's manifest to take away our sins. This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. We see these things and we don't understand because we've only understood Christ after the flesh. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, there's a saying of Paul, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, henceforth know we Him no more. I didn't understand that for many years. But when he began to talk to me about the Christ, and Jesus is the Christ, I said, well, I always knew He was Christ. But did you always know what the Christ was sent to do? That's the connection that's got to be made. Praise God. I always had a general idea of things, but the Son of God. What does it mean that I believe Jesus is the Son of God? The seed of the woman. The one that bruised the head of the serpent. He did it at cross. Paul said, Hebrews 2, for as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy he that had the power of death, that is the devil. What did He do? He bruised the head of the serpent.
Amen.
He did that. He did that.
Amen.
Praise God. Now then I see the Christ. He's the Christ. Praise God. I see that the Most Holy is anointed in the year 26 A.D. There's a four-year error in the Gregorian calendar. I hope that you understand that already. Because if you haven't been taught that or told that, Pope Gregory, over 500 years ago, gave us the calendar that we use today. And the reckoning of the birth of Jesus, they missed it by 4 years. We know today that Jesus is born probably, they know it's no later than 4 B.C. We know that. It's not a theory. We know that because it tells you some other events in the Bible that was taking place at His birth. And for example, that King Herod died at the end of 4 B.C., and he was alive when Jesus was born. And so they know. And by that we know that 26 A.D. is the year that Jesus was baptized and the Holy Ghost came upon Him. And that's the first year of the 70th week. He begins His ministry. And the last of the promises is the first to be fulfilled. He's anointed the Most Holy.
Amen.
And immediately, when he begins to minister, unclean spirits begin to cry out against him. Amen. Said, "We know who you are, the Holy One of God." Amen. They knew who he was. Amen. But he was anointed most holy. When the Holy Ghost came upon him, he was anointed the most holy. Amen. Praise God. That fifth promise, he shall seal up the vision and the prophecy. That means that you go through all that Old Testament and everything that is prophesied of the Redeemer, the seed of the woman, the Messiah, the Lamb that God would provide, that Abraham spoke of, everything that is a prophecy of the Redeemer, the Savior, and so forth. He fulfills it all, and he does it at Calvary. Every bit of it is finished at Calvary. When he hangs on that cross just before giving up the ghost and breathing his last breath and cries, "It is finished." The vision and the prophecy was fulfilled. Praise God. He filled up the vision and the prophecy and said, "It is finished." Praise God. But these other things, it said that he would do. Finish the transgression, make an end of sins. In Romans 5:12, Paul tells us, "For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men because all have sinned." But we know that through Adam's disobedience, that sin entered into the heart and the nature of man, every man. Every person ever born in this world since the transgression of Adam, of course, that'd be every man ever born, wouldn't it? Has been born with sin in his heart and in his nature. Now, I quit talking about a sin nature because those words are not found in all the scriptures, sin, nature. You never find them together. But what I do know is that sin entered the nature of man and polluted it and enslaved it and controlled it and dominated it. And this is the sin that the Lamb was offered to take away. I've made a lot of people mad saying this, but that person that's born of God, it says he's a new creation. He's in Christ. He's a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are new. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto Himself by Christ Jesus, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. But He makes it every person in Christ is a new creature. Read the rest of it without the things, because the things is not in the Greek. He didn't come to redeem things. He came to redeem you and I. Praise God. He came to redeem people. And when he said, "The old has passed away," Paul says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin." That's what he died on the cross for. Praise God. That's the way that he made an end of sin. He ended the sin that came in through Adam's transgression, his disobedience, the obedience of Jesus Christ to the death of the cross, brought an end to sin. He made reconciliation for iniquity. He brought in everlasting righteousness.